Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Today, we're going to talk about networking and networking and you. There's a lot of people out there looking to try to grow their business. There's a lot of people out there looking to try to better themselves. There's a lot of people out there that are networking and they're not having a lot of success at it. Well, today we're going to talk about networking do's and don'ts. Again, networking do's and don'ts. And a lot of the information that I'm going to share with you today is based on not only my own experiences, but it's also based on some thought leaders in the area of networking. And I'm not going to quote them word by word, but I'm going to touch on a lot of the areas in which they have that have been touched on by them, which are some of the greats like Bob Berg, Ivan Meisner. Again, everybody knows Ivan Meisner is the founder and chairman of BNI, which is the largest networking organization in the world with over 6,200 chapters. And others like Lee Abraham, who is another person that is a phenomenal networker. And, of course, there's hundreds of other people that are, again, phenomenal networkers. And when I say phenomenal networkers, I'm talking about people who not only talk the talk, ladies and gentlemen, but walk the walk. And they've proven it with their numbers and with the success that they've not only been able to achieve for themselves, but for hundreds and, in some cases, thousands of other people who, by taking these very simple principles and applying them, have been able to greatly expand their network, their ability to make money, to profit, and again, to help others. So with that said, if anybody has any questions or if anybody would like to call in or have any comments, the number to call in is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. And also the chat room is open so that if you have any questions that you'd like to put into the chat, please feel free to do so. But I would greatly appreciate it if you call in. That's always the best way because that way people get to hear what you have to say and they get to hear it from your own lips and not just me interpreting it. So anyway, if I was to ask you, what kind of networker are you? If I was to say, if you were to ask yourself on a scale from 1 to 5, where would you fall? Are you a good networker? Are you a bad networker? 1 being that you're a bad networker and 5 being that you're a very good networker. You really do what you need to do. Now, first off, as Dr. Ivan Meisner would say, a lot of us look at networking in the terms of the old way of doing business. The old way of doing business is the hunter-gatherer way, all right? But networking isn't a hunter-gatherer type of sport. Networking is actually a farming sport. So as Ivan would say, pull out the plow and let's go ahead and start planting the seed and laying the foundation and cultivate the soil so that we can have a bountiful harvest, a little bit of my edge to that. Again, I'm not quoting anybody directly. But again, networking is about farming. Networking is about growing a relationship with the individuals that you want to do business with, and then from there, being able to then farm from that, so creating a harvest, being able to then do the things that you need to do to grow your business. So, if I were to ask you a few questions, what I want you to do is I want you to think of yourself and how it applies to you. Are you a social person? Real simple question, right? Well, first, are you a social person? Next, are you a good listener? Next, are you the person that doesn't smile much? Are you the person who talks and talks and talks and talks? Are you the person that is interesting? Are you the person that is interested? Again, different way to look at things, isn't it? All right. Now, from there, are you the type of person that looks at a person and then decides that they are not worth talking to or not worth your time? Today, we're going to talk about the subject and the important ones that matter to you. Again, the do's and the do's and don'ts. You know, what position it is that you're putting yourselves in and what level are you involved in what you're doing, and are you or will you interact with people? As I was saying before, a lot of people, they get out there and they want to talk and talk and talk. They want to give their pitch. They want to share as much information with the person as possible. Well, again, networking and social networking for business is about farming. So it's about learning about the person. It's about learning about the person's business. It's about being active and engaging the individual. As I was saying to someone today, the, you know, spray and pray method of marketing and of doing business doesn't really work anymore. Why? Because you've got so many different people that are out there spraying and praying. And we are constantly inundated with all types of information, be it that it's TV, radio, word of mouth, social media, internet, all of those different things. We're constantly bombarded. And you want to be part of the solution. Remember, somebody that's going to do business with you is looking for somebody that's going to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Many of us are part of the problem. We're not part of the solution. So, with that said, and continuing to move forward into what we're talking about, the first question that I asked you is, are you a social person? Now, a social person is somebody that can connect with individuals and is friendly and seems warm and seems inviting, okay? If you want to be a networker, then you have to have a warm and social type of way of doing things. Again, it's all about business. It truly is about business. But isn't it easier to do business with people you know, like, and trust? And if you know, like, and trust those people, aren't you more apt to give them more business, and aren't they more apt, if they feel the same way, to give you more business? Again, this is not about hunting. This is about farming. This is about developing a relationship with the individual. So being social doesn't mean that, you know, you need to hold hands and sing kumbaya as you walk through the park. It's about doing business and also being a person that basically talks the talk and walks the walk. You'll find in the business world that most people talk the talk, but very few people walk the walk. And those people that do walk the walk are special, and the people that do business with them continue to want to do business with them. So are you social? Are you really growing your network, or are you just making kind of useless connections? The next thing I asked you is, are you a good listener? Most people just want to talk. If you're talking, then that means you're not listening to the people around you. So if the people around you are looking for somebody to talk to, then guess what? You're not the person. Why? Because you're trying to talk more than you're listening. As most of us know, most of us learn a lot more from listening and asking questions than we do from just running off at the mouth. And since very few people are good listeners, you've got people that will tell you just about anything and just about everything. And that information becomes golden to you not only doing business with them, but to you establishing a relationship and continuing to do business with these people on a regular basis. Again, what did I say? Networking and social networking is about building a relationship. It's about building trust. It's also about building that visibility, which is part of it. In the BNI mindset, it's called VCP, all right? Visibility, accountability, and profitability, all right? Being visible, letting the person see you and interact with you and understand that you're part of the regular fixture, all right? You're here to help. You're here to grow. You're here to develop with them. All right, credibility. You're showing that you're reliable. Again, you walk the walk and talk the talk. And then from there, you can move on to profitability. But this doesn't happen overnight. This, again, is a process. It takes time. But as all of the mentors that I talk to personally and all of the mentors that I talk to via reading books, videos, educational programs, and all of the above, it's worth it. It's worth being that type of person that you can grow and develop with. The next thing is, are you a person that doesn't smile? Well, guess what? If you're not smiling and you're not interacting, I understand that a lot of people say, well, that's just not my way. Well, again, we're trying to connect with people here. So since we're trying to connect with people, which are human beings, you need to put up a legitimate and reasonable front for them to come to talk to. And being friendly shows that you kind of care. It shows that you're interested. It shows that you're an approachable individual. If you've got a frown on your face, a lot of people are not going to approach you. Why? Because they already feel as though you've thrown up a wall. So those of you that don't know how to smile, you need to work on that smile. Those of you that are trying to do business and trying to grow yourself, you need to do that too so that you can get people to want to interact with you. So we need to smile, and that smile needs to be genuine. If you need to work on it, then you need to work on it. You should be happy every day that you wake up in the morning, but we're not even going to go any further into that. The next thing, are you a person who talks the talk and walks the walk? Again, are you being an example to the people that you want to do business with and you want to connect with? Are you showing them a positive face and a positive you? Are you a person that does what you say you're going to do? Are you on time? Are you dressed appropriately? Do you follow through with your commitments, be it electronically, be it in person, be it whatever it is that you're going to do? If you can't pretty much promise what you're going to do and then follow that up, don't make that promise. Don't destroy the relationship that you could have with somebody because you blew smoke. Don't say yes to something to be nice. Say yes to something because you're going to do it and you're going to follow through. Be a person of your word. It amazes me how many people will set an appointment and not show up and then say they forgot. And then won't even give a courtesy phone call or email to say, hey, I can't make it at this time or something came up. The person that you're doing business with, understand this, they're grading you each and every time you guys interact. They're grading you and they're looking to see if you're a person that does what they say and follows through. So don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt your credibility. Be a person that talks the talk and walks the walk. Don't be a person that just talks, and it's useless. Plus that, understand that if you waste another person's time, for me, that's like a super taboo. Why? Because time is something and the one thing that nobody can get back. If somebody is expecting you to do something or expecting you to be someplace, then you need to be there. If you have referral partners, understand that the referral partners that you have are actually more important than the possible new business that you may get. Why? Because that new business might be there for a day. Those referral partners are supposed to be there for the lifetime of your association with them. So they're going to bring you clients again and again and again. And those relationships are very powerful and can be very powerful to your overall bottom line. Next thing, are you interesting? A lot of people want to be interesting. Well, understand this. A person that's interesting means that it's all about them. Okay, it's all about what they're talking about. It's all about what they've got to say. It's all about what they're doing. However, who really cares about what you got to say? Who really cares about what is going on with you? What's most people's number one favorite subject? As I have a gentleman tell me all the time, the favorite radio station of 99% of the world is WIIFM. And what does that stand for? It stands for what's in it for me. So being interesting is probably not going to generate any business for you. It's also probably not going to help your bottom line. And since everybody wants to talk about themselves, then that means that probably the entire time that you're talking to them about you, as you become more interesting, they're becoming less interested. So this is about business. This is about developing relationships, and not just a relationship of somebody that you can sell to, a relationship with somebody that you can not only sell to, but sell with, and will also share your information. Why? Because with numbers, we're a lot stronger than we are by ourselves. You know, I tell people all the time, if I put 20 people around a car, can they lift that car? More than likely they can. But if I take one or two people and put them around that car, can they lift that car? Probably not. Because in those numbers gives them a lot more strength. And each individual is working a lot less harder than they would have alone. So if you're one of those people that likes being interesting, drop it. Forget it. Next thing, are you interested? Interested is where you want to be. Interested is where I want to be. Why? Because, again, people are going to want to share information with you. They're going to want to connect. They're going to want to talk more. They're going to want to tell you more about what's going on with them. Can you help anybody if you don't know what their problem is? Of course you can. Can the doctor help you if he doesn't know what your ailment is? No. And in order for him to get your ailment, what's he got to do? He's got to hear from you. And the next thing that he needs to do is he needs to run tests. He needs to do all of these different things. That's why he has all these different diagnostic tools that they use so that they can come to a conclusion as to what's wrong with you. Well, guess what? You're just like a doctor. You're just like a mechanic. You're just like a professional that's going to examine the area and then make an estimate based on the information that you were able to glean from that individual that you're talking to. And you get to learn about them. You get to learn about their families. They get to share more information with you, which is, again, you being interested instead of being interesting. It is a phenomenal thing that happens when people decide that they can trust you and decide that they can also share information with you. Next thing. Here's one that really bothers me, and I run into it with a lot of people. You go to a networking event. Nobody seems to want to talk to you. You go to a networking event, and people seem to be kind of looking and evaluating you, or you are looking and evaluating other people. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea who in that room could be your golden goose, so to say. You don't know who in that room could be your platinum, your next new platinum partner, somebody that can help you to take your business and yourself to the next level. So stop, ladies and gentlemen, please stop trying to pre-qualify the people in a networking event or in the room that can help you. Why? Because you don't know who they know, and you don't know who they're connected to. You also are limiting yourself. Okay? First off, this is called networking. As Ivan would say, it is not net eating. It is not net sitting. It is called networking. And in networking, you need to try to make as many good and reliable contacts as you can. And since none of us has a crystal ball to know if a prospect or if a person or if a relationship is going to be a plus for us or a negative for us, we need to treat everyone with respect. We need to talk to everyone there. Plus that you don't know the level of influence that any one person has in that room over people that you may want to meet, people that you may want to connect with. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, please stop trying to pre-qualify the room. Stop trying to look and see if the person is dressed correctly, if the person is in the right group of people. Because guess what? None of us know who's the right group of people. We really don't. And for all you know, that person is the cousin to the person that you want to meet, or a close friend, or they play golf together, or they grew up together. You never know. A plumber can give you a multi-million-dollar contract or connection. Okay, your garbage man can give you a multi-million-dollar contract because of his connections, be it that it's through a relationship prior, just knowing the person. Again, you don't know. So why put yourself in the position where you're hurting your ability to prosper and to help other people by deciding that you're going to be a networking snob. I think that's probably the best way to look at it. Understand that every single person has value, okay? Every person has value if you give them the chance to show that they have value. Some people are going to be negative. Some people are not going to contribute, even if they're in your networking organization. However, you have to actually do your part so that if those people need to be removed, they can be removed. Or in some cases, some people just need a little help. They just need a little steering in the right direction, and they could be great assets to your overall team. So, again, when you are looking around, remember, you're working to gain the individual's confidence. All right? When it comes to referral networking, from network confidence, it is a vital component that you work and build confidence with your fellow networking partners. These people that you're talking to, they're possibly your fellow networking partners. They're possibly your first future connections, all right? And they can be critical in your success, or they could not be critical in your success because you've thrown them away. You've discounted all that they have to offer, all right? So all of us need to think about how we're going to network, and we also need to work on our networking skills. All right, we need to try to connect other people. We need to stop networking with a scarcity mentality. We need to network with an abundancy mentality. We need to understand that giving is truly the key. The more you give, the more you have room to receive. Okay? A lot of people are not going to give you what you want. But if you're not expecting anything from them, then guess what? You're not disappointed. You haven't set yourself up to fail. Also, you've got people that don't want to network to people that do similar business or business that's in competition with them. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen, every business has its niche. Every person has its niche and its preference. Your competition might be one of your best referral pools. Why are they your best referral pools? They're your best referral pools because of the fact that they may not do a certain thing that you do, or they may not be as good as you. So guess what? Now you're referring them to people, and they're referring you back to people. That's doing what? That's growing. That's them, you know, the person goes to them to get their lights fixed. Okay, well, they don't do that type of light, or they don't do that type of construction. Well, they refer you, who is a competent, reliable individual, and you do the work, and then back and forth, what are you doing? You're not losing business. You're actually gaining business because now you're working again as a team to help each other. So we need to get rid of that scarcity mentality and get that abundancy mentality as we go forward in our networking goals and working to grow our businesses and grow our success. Remember what I was saying before. It's visibility, credibility, and then profitability. And once you start using that and start gaining the confidence of the people that you're going to work with and networking with, you're going to do what? You're going to succeed. And you're probably going to succeed big time. All right? Another thing, as we work to grow our businesses, is your profession. We need to be more specific as to the business referred, and the greater the risk for the referrer's reputation. You need to know the business of the people that you network with so that you can actually refer them. You also need to know the business of your business and the people, again, around you so that you can share your information and make it clear as you work on what you're doing. Okay, next thing, how well do you educate others about your business? So you've got a good relationship, it's working out. You need to educate the individuals in your referral group, letting them know how they can help you. And the more specific you are, the better, okay, as we go to grow and develop. The next thing is that you need to try to help others move to the next level. You need to try your best to help them grow. And you need to give them confidence in the referrals that you give them and the referrals, you need to handle the referrals that they give back to you the same way. So as you do what you do, you need to do it to the best of your ability, and you need to try to help them grow and develop because that's going to make them want to help you grow and develop even more. Next thing, time vested in learning about the other person's business. Again, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. By talking to somebody about their business, by learning that person's business, by learning the three things that they do better than anybody else, that's showing them interest, that you have interest in what they're doing and in helping them to grow their business. Why? Because most people are into WIIFM, what's in it for me. So, again, you give like there's no tomorrow. If you don't get, you still know that you've given like there was no tomorrow. Now, am I saying that you should just give, and never get anything back? No, that's not what I'm saying. And understand that referral marketing is not a sucker's bet. It's a guaranteed bet that just takes some time and some effort. But is there a cutoff point? There's a cutoff point for everything. If after a certain amount of time you're not getting any business, understanding that referral marketing takes time, then you need to reevaluate your relationship and you need to reevaluate whether you guys are a good partnership or not, whether you're a good mix, whether you're a good team. But you also need to remember that you're staying in this whole thing for the long haul. But you're not going to be stupid about it. You're going to evaluate things. You're going to see how it's working out for you. You're going to see if that other person is reciprocal in talking with you and trying to help you to grow your network and trying to help you to grow your bottom line. So there is some common sense involved in this. But again, as I've said a few times now, remember that networking takes time. And the whole time, you're not only educating your fellow networking partners, you're also working to educate yourself to grow, to develop, to do better, and constantly learning. In this world today, ladies and gentlemen, technology is growing at a faster rate than it's ever grown in history. However, in order for you to be competitive, you also have to continually be a student. You have to continuously be a person that wants to learn and wants to develop as you grow and as you develop yourself. So, for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, that pretty much concludes my show. Again, today it's important that we talk about networking and the proper way of networking. If you're a person using social media takes time. It is now the most modern way of networking possible. However, a lot of people misunderstand the purpose of social media. Social media is electronic, but we have to get out of the mindset of instant gratification. Social media does not really work on an instant gratification basis. It is going to take time for all of you that are getting into it. Is the time going to be worth it? Yes. Are you worth it? Yes. But it takes work and it takes time. And remember, like anything, what you get out of it depends on how much you put into it. And social media is the same thing. So for anybody that's listening, that's a spray and prayer. Keep on spraying and keep on praying, but you're probably not going to get the results that you used to get. Why? Because there's a whole lot more people out there marketing than there ever was in the world. So you need to grow those relationships. So for all of you that are going to get out there and start networking and, again, doing it the right way, understand that the tortoise will win the race. Be the tortoise. Be thorough, be professional, and do the things that you need to do to grow yourself and grow your business. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show. I want to thank you all for listening and for continuing to let us be part of your network. If you have any questions, please share them. Thank you very much. Farewell.